And they're even the same, it's found in the same chapter, Colossians 3 and Ecclesiastes 3. Let's read the text, verses 1 through 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. You and I need this. We all desperately need this. So much more as we see the day approaching, the day our Lord comes. Maybe he will come for all of us. Our Lord said, that John said, there'll be some that, Paul said, there'll be some that won't sleep. That means won't die when the Lord comes. There'll be somebody here when the Lord comes. He's coming. And that right soon, certain of that. But he's going to come for us one way or another, where he takes us out of this world individually, or he comes, takes us all away together. We want to go together. But any day now, time is short. So what are we thinking about? And that's what this is telling. What are we thinking about? What is our mind set on? What are we going after? What are we looking for? Was it David said, Lord, what am I waiting for? What wait I for? He said, I'm waiting on you. That's what our Lord said. He said, you'd be like men and women that are waiting on their Lord when he comes. Now verse 1 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, set your affection. This is talking to those who were crucified with Christ, buried. Look at chapter 2, verse 11. In whom you're circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. That's Christ crucified, buried with him in baptism. Wherein also you're risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who raised him from the dead. You love Ephesians 2, don't you? And you that were dead in trespass and sin, hath he quickened. He's quickened us together with Christ. So this is speaking to those who are born again, those who were crucified with Christ, buried, and the Spirit of God raised through the preaching of the gospel. Risen with Christ. Crucified with Christ. Buried with Christ. Arose with Christ. And now seated with Christ. Where someone, I commented on what it is to be in Christ in the message recently. And someone wrote and said, now I know what it means to be in Christ. Well, we say that. Always know, in Christ, those in Christ. What does that mean? It means to be in his heart, in his mind, in his covenant, in his love, in his affection, one with him, a union with him. As he is, so are we. He's our head, we're his body. Now this is a mystery, but it's just so, okay? It's just so. We can't, it's a mystery. I can't really explain it. That's the best I can do. Like a child in his mother's womb. All right? A child is so unaware. The child is not aware of anything much. But she's there. It's there. And so are we in Christ. It's a mystery. And one of these days we're going to wake up. We're going to be born into that new world. So, now I see. Our life is hid with Christ and God. This life, this eternal life, it's hidden to the world. People can't tell any difference in us than anybody else. And it's in large part hid to us. The only thing we have every now and then is the Spirit of God bearing witness with our spirit. But then the flesh drags us down. We think, I'm just no different. There's nothing's changed. Oh, there's life there. You're in Christ, risen with Him. And it just remains to be seen. That I love that verse, we're seated in the heavenlies with Him. He's sitting right now at the right hand of the Majesty on High. That He is. He's there. You can't see Him, but He's there, okay? He sees us. All right? And He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and you told some friends to join you there? You remember? And you got there first and you reserved a table. Okay? I want a table for so many. All right? We're going today. It's going to be a bunch of us. And anyway, so you're there first and you're waiting on your friends. You're at the table's ready. And that's what the Lord said. All things are ready. It's all been reserved. It's got a place for God's people. And every chair's got a name on it. It just remains for us to show up. We're going to be there. And He's waiting. He's waiting. And we're going to join Him. And He's the one that decides when. So He says, set your affection on things above. Paul exhorts us to seek those things which are above. Mac and I read from 2 Corinthians 4 recently on the things that are, our outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed every day. He said we look on things that are, the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And we're all decaying. Our bodies are getting old. And when Adam sinned in the garden, he said, dying, you shall die. And the next message, we'll talk about this. It's time. So he says, set your affection on things above, your eternal home. This is so temporary. This tent. That's why they call this a tent, tabernacle. It's temporary. We go camping a lot, and I'm ashamed to say it's not in a tent anymore. We used to. But it's so temporary. A tent is so temporary. And but we have a house, and 2 Corinthians 5, after that, says, we have a house in the heavens. We have a tabernacle. We're waiting on that. A new body. A new dwelling place. So he says, set your affection on things above. Look in your hymn book. Look at number 266. This is a great hymn. Fade, fade, each earthly joy. Look at the words with me. This is a great hymn. Jane Bonar. I think that's Andrew Bonar's daughter. What a great preacher he was. Horatius Bonar. Says, verse 1, fade, fade each earthly joy, that Lord Jesus is mine. Break every tender tie, Jesus is mine. Dark is the wilderness, earth has no resting place. The Lord Jesus alone can bless, and He's mine. Verse 2, tempt not my soul away. And it does, doesn't it? We want to stay here. No, we can't. We don't want to. You don't want to. Here will I ever stay. The Lord Jesus is my perishing things of clay. Verse 2, born but for one brief day, pass from my heart away. The Lord Jesus is my farewell, ye dreams of night. One of these days, that's what we're going to say, farewell. The Lord Jesus is mine. Lost, going to be lost, all these things, forgotten forever. Lost in this dawning bright. All that my soul has tried left but a dismal void. The Lord Jesus alone satisfied. The last verse, farewell mortality. It's going to be swallowed up in victory. Welcome, eternity. Welcome, O loved and blessed. Welcome, sweet scenes of rest. Welcome, my Savior's breath. The Lord Jesus. That make you smile? Set your affection. Peter said this in 2 Peter 3. He said, seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought we to be? Now, heavenly, holy conversation, looking for that glorious appearing of our Lord. What manner of person ought we to be? And listen to this. Listen to Psalm 16. Let this get a hold of you. You get a hold of this, and let this get a hold of you. It says, my heart is glad, my glory rejoiceth, my flesh shall rest in hope. Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Now, our Lord said that, didn't he? From the cross. Neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand our pleasures forevermore. The pleasures of sin are for a season. Don't you love Hebrews 11 where it says Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, to enjoy the pleasures of sin just for a season. He said, no, I'm going to wander 40 years with God's people. Better than being in Egypt for a little while. Oh, let that get a hold. Let your hearts be set on things above. Here's the thing. Let me ask you. Do you love what you're doing right now? We're talking about the things of God. That's what we're doing. That's why we're here. To try to block out all this earthly stuff. Everything and everyone. To have our hearts and minds and affections set on eternal things. The things of God. Do you enjoy this? I'm not talking about health. I'm not talking about wealth. I'm not talking about anything but the things of God. The eternal things. Do you enjoy this? That's a good sign. His glory. Do you love to hear about His glory? When we read that, that just struck me. Glory. We'll appear with Him in glory. I've seen a little bit of His glory. I've heard a little bit of His glory. Haven't you? Don't you love to hear about His glory? Don't you love to hear the gospel of God's glory? Glory. It makes you want to say, glory. Hallelujah. Or my dad used to say, glory. Glory. Robin, you know. Glory. Glory. Is worship, do you love doing this? You love worshiping the Lord, the world. There was a time this is the furthest place from my mind. I'd rather be anywhere but here. But now, but God. I thought, I don't want to hear that preaching. Now I is one. Just make my jaw drop. That's why there's going to be silence in heaven for 30 minutes. I'm here. Me. In glory. And enjoying every minute of it. These songs of Zion. Don't you love to sing these songs? You just wait. Some of you say, I can't sing a lick. You will. You will. His kingdom, His people. Don't you love God's people? These are our companions, aren't they? Wait till we all get together. Just wait till we all get back together. The disciples were so blessed. I asked you one time if you could live in any period in history, when would it be? With who? What man? whom would you like to know and meet? And I've thought about that much. Abraham, Noah, would you like to be on that ark? Joseph, I really think of David. I'd love to have been just one of his men in that cave with him. Wouldn't you? But just a week with the Lord Jesus Christ would be unspeakable. The disciples got him for 3.5 years. They took it for granted. And then he's gone. They were so blessed, weren't they, to have him. They walked with God. They talked with the Lord Jesus Christ. They got to hold him. He put his arm around them. They saw him. They heard his, no man spake like they heard him every day, day in, day out. He told them things, showed them things. They were in awe every day. They were enraptured. They were full of joy. They would just, they'd look, don't you know they'd look at one another? Did you hear that? Like Queen of Sheba came to Solomon, you know, and he told her things that she didn't even think to ask. And she went home, that whole journey home she's talking about. And they never wanted for anything. In his presence, they never wanted for anything. They all left their families, they left their children, they left their wife and everything, but they didn't miss them. They didn't miss them. They were with the Lord. They didn't worry about him. He's taken care of. They finally found out he's been taking care of everything. They didn't worry about anything. No fear. No fear. No. In his presence. Tell me, is there ever a time in this short time that you feel more peace or more comfort or more joy or more confidence than right now? Is it? He said, where two or three are gathered, I'm there. And he speaks to us through his word. And we get such peace, such joy, such assurance, such confidence. We're just ready to go. and then we leave. And we're gone. And all these troubles start coming back. Isn't it so with you? It's so with me. So he says, set your affection. And what we're doing here this morning is just asking the Lord to set our hearts and minds and affection on things above, not on things of the earth. Verse 3 says, you're dead. You're dead. You are dead, and as good as dead. It's a twofold. Do you remember the message on the sentence of death? Paul says we have the sentence of death in ourselves. It's a twofold death here. We're dead with Christ. Romans 6, go back there quickly. I'm running out of time. Romans 6, there's a twofold death here, or dead reckoning, I call it. Dead reckoning. That's an old sailing term. You know that dead reckoning where you observe the winds and the speed of the boat and this and that and the other and your chart and come to see where you are exactly. Where are you right now? Well, let this be dead reckoning this morning. You're dead. But alive. I don't understand. Well, you are. Your life is hid. With Christ. Well, am I losing? Oh, you can't lose it. You can't lose if it's in Christ. With God. And he's with God. Reckon it to be so. This is dead reckoning. We're dead with Christ. Romans 6 verse 1 says, what shall we say? We continue in sin that grace may abound? No, God forbid. How should we that are dead to sin? There was a time we were dead in sin. Never thought about this thing. And now, crucified with Christ, dead to sin. We want it dead and gone. We want it gone. We want this old man gone. But he is in God's mind, in God's heart. He's dead. He's been crucified with Christ. But I feel him. Just a little while. You're just dragging a dead body around. Verse 3, know ye not, as many as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized in his death. You know when we were baptized? Do you know when you were? Do you have the date of your baptism written down? If you do, erase it. That's not when it happened. You're baptized with Christ on that cross, immersed in his blood. You were black. You put in a fountain filled with blood, red. You came out white. baptized into his death. So we're buried with him. This is verse 4. Into death, as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. So this new life is hid from our eyes largely, hid certainly from the world, but we see by faith. And the Spirit of God that works in us bears witness with our spirit. There is a new man there. It just is. How do you know? We've just been saying it. He takes the things of God, the things of Christ that you had no interest in before. You were dead to those things, and now you're very much alive. Very much alive. There's a new man in there. And you're dead. Dying to this world. You remember when Noah was in that ark, and finally the door shut. When he went in that ark, the door was open. It stayed open for 7 days, wasn't it? Picture of the mercy of God. Picture of the gospel. The time is short. The Lord's going to shut the door soon. But the door is open. The gospel's being preached right now. The door of God's mercy. Come to Christ. Come. He's the door. The door's still open. We're hoping and praying that our Noah, the Lord Jesus Christ, will go out and get some of our loved ones and bring them into him. We're hoping in this very room, hoping and praying, and the Lord will bring them into Christ. Okay. And when he brings you into Christ, the door is open, but when you go in there, you come to Christ, you're baptized. What you're saying is, I'm in Christ, I believe I'm in Christ, and I want to be dead to the world. I was out there, now I'm in here. Now I'm going to the promised land. And, alright, when Noah was in the ark, the world said, I'll let him go. What a fool. What a fool. There's no rain. You don't see a rain? What a fool he is. We're going to see who's a fool. All right. He's dead to the world. The world says, never mind him. Forget him. Let's go on. Let's eat and drink and be merry. Let's buy and sell and build. And the door shut. Now. And that's when the Lord said they're going to start seeking, striving to enter in. It won't be able to do it yet. So Noah was dead to the world, and the world was dead to him. He's saying, I want another word. And the world says, we don't need you. We're dead and dying to the world, and our time is short, every one of us. Very, very short. What if someone told you only had a few days to live? How would you act? What would you be thinking? Someone has told us that. They told that, reminded it all the time. I try to remind us all, myself included. The time is short. Mindy told me that my grand nephew, Sam Hendry, 17. I said, hey, no, it's not possible. No way. Yes. I was 17 yesterday. It's almost 50 years. It's scary. Time is short. We have a few days. This is why he said, teach us to number our days. Apply our hearts to wisdom. What's wisdom? Ain't a what? It's who? Crap. So, we're as good as dead. A young person says, I got my whole life ahead of you. I just told you. 50 years goes by like, dang. We were tending to my old mom last night. She's trying to, having trouble with her phone, you know. And I punched Hannah. I said, that's me. Real soon, you're going to be saying, oh, old dad, he can't figure it out. We're going to have to help old Paw. That's tomorrow. It is. But it's not bad. It's good. Look at verse 4 in our text. It's good for those that when Christ, our life, shall appear. That's what Max said to me. He said, Christ is my life. Christ, our life, shall appear, and he's going to. Either for all of us or each of us individually, then we'll appear with him in glory. Don't you know when Noah and they all got off that ark, they had a little bit of light, didn't they? One wind. What were they doing when they were in that ark? Resting. Oh, they were. Do you not know that they were not troubled? That ark is shaking, trembling, up and down. Are they going to perish? No way. Why? Why? Because Noah's a good swimmer. In the ark. Okay. And they got a little bit of light. And you go up to that window, you know what you would see if you went up to that window of Noah's Ark? You know what you'd see if you looked out there? You'd see a world perishing. And you'd go back down there and be thankful to be among the sheep. Oh, I'm thankful to be inside. Alright? And then one day, that ark rested. And that door, whoa. And there's the brightest sunshine I'd ever seen. A new day, a new world. Do you think it's muddy? Oh no. Children of Israel didn't walk through on mud. And Noah didn't walk out into a new world. There was no mud on his shoes. And it was the brightest, the grass, birds singing, that duck. Spared. New life. And we'll appear with him in glory. A new day. A brand new day. And do you have this life? Does that appeal to you? Does he appeal to you? I was going to turn to Revelation and read several verses at a time. It's short. There won't be any time then. We'll have all the time we need. Okay.